Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
I live in Västerås in Sweden. We've been living here for 2 years. We moved here to join my dad, who had got a new job as a journalist. My sisters and I didn't really want to move. When we first arrived here, I didn't know many people, and lots of things were different. But I'm pretty outgoing, so I soon made friends. My youngest sister, on the other hand, found it harder, as she's a bit shy and not very confident when it comes to meeting new people. Now, I'm used to living here. I like it. Västerås is an ancient city with lots of history. But we live in a modern flat overlooking the lake. There's a small port where you can get a ferry to the islands on the lake. Sometimes I stand at my window and wave to the passengers. There's also a park in a peaceful hilly part of the city centre. We even have an impressive skyscraper called Skrapan, which is 81 meters tall and has 26 floors. You can get a stunning view of the lake from the top. I like my school. There are only around 24 students in my class, which is fewer than I had in my old school back home. We get really long holidays. 9 weeks in the summer, 2 weeks at Christmas, and 1 week at Easter, plus another 4 weeks over autumn and winter terms. We all eat lunch together in the school canteen. The main course is usually a hot dish like chicken with rice and vegetables, such as peas. All students get free school lunches. That's because in Sweden, the government thinks that healthy meals are important and that if children eat well, they will not only stay active, but they'll also concentrate better. All our lessons are in Swedish, but we study English as a second language. I find Swedish really difficult, especially writing, but I'm working hard at it and getting better. One thing which is very different from my old school is that the teachers don't worry much if you're late for class. It's great if you're not very good at getting up early, but for the rest of us, it can be a big distraction when students keep coming into the class at different times. I think the teachers should be stricter about this. Winters are usually extremely cold. We have lots of snow and it lasts for several months. Sometimes it can be absolutely freezing, like below minus 25 degrees Celsius. In winter, the days are only about 6 hours long. At first, it was strange walking to school in the dark, but now I'm used to it. In the summer, we have really long days, around 18 hours of light.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
I live in Västerås in Sweden. We've been living here for 2 years. We moved here to join my dad, who had got a new job as a journalist. My sisters and I didn't really want to move. When we first arrived here, I didn't know many people, and lots of things were different. But I'm pretty outgoing, so I soon made friends. My youngest sister, on the other hand, found it harder, as she's a bit shy and not very confident when it comes to meeting new people. Now, I'm used to living here. I like it. Västerås is an ancient city with lots of history. But we live in a modern flat overlooking the lake. There's a small port where you can get a ferry to the islands on the lake. Sometimes I stand at my window and wave to the passengers. There's also a park in a peaceful hilly part of the city centre. We even have an impressive skyscraper called Skrapan, which is 81 metres tall and has 26 floors. You can get a stunning view of the lake from the top. I like my school. There are only around 24 students in my class, which is fewer than I had in my old school back home. We get really long holidays. 9 weeks in the summer, 2 weeks at Christmas, and 1 week at Easter, plus another 4 weeks over autumn and winter terms. We all eat lunch together in the school canteen. The main course is usually a hot dish like chicken with rice and vegetables, such as peas. All students get free school lunches. That's because in Sweden, the government thinks that healthy meals are important and that if children eat well, they will not only stay active, but they'll also concentrate better. All our lessons are in Swedish, but we study English as a second language. I find Swedish really difficult, especially writing, but I'm working hard at it and getting better. One thing which is very different from my old school is that the teachers don't worry much if you're late for class. It's great if you're not very good at getting up early, but for the rest of us, it can be a big distraction when students keep coming into the class at different times. I think the teachers should be stricter about this. Winters are usually extremely cold. We have lots of snow and it lasts for several months. Sometimes it can be absolutely freezing, like below minus 25 degrees Celsius. In winter, the days are only about 6 hours long. At first, it was strange walking to school in the dark, but now I'm used to it. In the summer, we have really long days, around 18 hours of light.